112. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-3112. That's 1-800-500-3112. 1-800-500-3112.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling. Before the thunderstorms start pounding us, that way next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you in the market to buy a new home or refinance that existing mortgage? Are you working with a banker or a broker? Do you know the difference? A banker has access to limited guidelines and programs. They also have higher overhead, which means higher rates and higher fees. As a broker, we have access to unlimited programs and guidelines, and we deal with wholesale direct pricing, which means lower rates and lower costs. Do you know what my lender fees are? Nothing. Give me a call today. I'm Mike Galani, president of Boardwalk Lending, at 636-536-6700.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
your mom's chest hair.
Oh, man, my mom didn't have any chest hair. How dare you?
My mom's birthday.
It is?
Wow, that really had to hurt you.
Yeah. That's not.
Does your mom have chest hair?
I don't think so.
You probably should, right? The real answer should be, I don't know. Why would you be looking at your mom's
chest? That's
what
I said, I don't think so.
Yeah. Unless you're, 5 months old breastfeeding. You got no business looking at your mom's chest.
Yeah, well. Archie goes, pfft.
Oh, you know what? Stop the music. You're in trouble. You're in more trouble than I am. You just implied that Angela has chest hair. Because you said Archie goes,
she might. I haven't seen it lately.
And guess what? You're not going to see it nearly as often as you used to. Start the music.
He would know. I wouldn't.
When he gets where he can talk, ask him. Once he can talk. By the way, Archie, does mom have any chest hair?
When I was there, she didn't.
Yeah.
But it's been
anything changed since the days I used to get to visit there?
Hormones get out of whack.
I must mention we're brought to you by the Good Feed Stores. Two locations locally. We'll tell you where those are and who it is that goes to Good Feed after a round of introductions. The control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
I was
going
to ask that. Hey.
Yes, and if you would like to find out how much money it is going to take to retire comfortably, you need to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hima Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
I got a great article to share with you about eBay. And some things people are selling and making decent money on eBay, and a lot of you folks have these things. And you may want to get on there and see what you can get for them. Rat Boy just told me he just got a check for $1,000.
What?
And he said, what'd you sell on eBay?
Cheese.
Cheese. Must have been some kind of rare cheese or something. Hard to find cheese. I'll talk to him about it later. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Appreciate it.
Brought to you by the Good Feet Stores, not a shoe store. Still a few people that think, hey, isn't it a shoe store? Nope, it's not. They don't sell shoes. You wear your own shoes. You continue to wear the shoes you like. Now, I guess there are probably some women's shoes that you can't wear with, you know, those little almost nothing shoes where there's very little to them except a big heel, stiletto thing. And you ever see some women's shoes, they have no substance at all. A little thin sole. I don't even know how they walk on those
things. I don't either.
Some of those real dressy shoes, you might not be able to put the arch support or insert in. But for the most part, the shoes you wear most of the time, yeah, keep wearing them. The only thing that's going to change is that hopefully you're going to be pain-free. That's it. Everything's you look the same. You feel like you walk the same and stand the same, but you really don't. Because what the arch support, the insert, does is very slightly modify the way you walk and stand. Just enough that your nervous system and your feet know it. But you're not going to get up and start walking, fall down, go, oh, I'm going to have to get used to this. No, it's not like that at all. You're just talking about going from discomfort to comfort. Because when you you put too much pressure on a certain part of your feet, it causes pain, and the pain is not always in your feet. Plantar fasciitis is that's a nasty thing. It hurts. I've had it. I don't have it anymore. Haven't had it since I went in there. And that's the number one reason people go into Good Feet is plantar fasciitis. But many people have gone in with headaches and knee pain and the back aches, hips, and they found the solution at Good Feet. And I'm not sitting here guaranteeing that everybody that goes in will, but it's a pretty impressive percentage of people who have been to doctors and been told we're going to be on painkillers or we're going to have to do surgery, and they find out that's not true. Because the one thing they hadn't tried yet was Good Feet Stores. Now, you don't need an appointment. Just walk in. And it's such an easy process. So easy. And I hope what you find there is the relief you're looking for. It's very possible you will. There are two in the St. Louis area. There's one in Creve Coeur. It's on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. And there's a Good Feet store in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. The Good Feet stores. You can find out more at goodfeetstlouis.com. Saw a car today, and I see them a lot. And it's a car that, when it was about to come out, and I saw the articles and the pictures, I remember thinking, oh my goodness, I got to get one of these. This is the coolest looking thing I've ever seen. And then after it came out, I quickly went to thinking, this is one of the ugliest cars I've ever seen. I can't think of too many cars where that's happened, where I thought, oh, what a great idea. And then, ugh, and it's a PT Cruiser.
Oh,
I don't like them. I just don't like them. They're ugly. But I remember thinking,
when it was something new.
Retro, but retro.
They were the roadster-looking type, weren't they?
No,
it was a wagon. It was a station wagon.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
With the 50s fenders on.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, very 50s, 40s looking. And, okay. And you know, the other thing, remember the Chevy SSR? It was that convertible pickup truck. Now, when that came out, I thought, oh, man, they're going to sell a ton of these. Hard top convertible pickup. Couldn't give them away. Yeah.
I think the truck people don't.
Truck people, that's not a real truck. Yeah. You're right. No, truck people went, ha, ha, you kidding? That's not a truck. A trucker wouldn't have that. And then they came out with it in a Corvette engine. Thought, well, we'll make it real fast. Wah, wah. Still couldn't sell it. And then the other one, and it's a Chevy too. Sorry, John, was that HHR.
HHR, yeah.
Looked like a miniature hearse to me or something. I never got it. I didn't like it. I don't think they sell those anymore either. Here's a question that can only be answered by people who deliver the paper. I have USA Today delivered poorly, I might add, whoever my carrier is, could you just at least try to throw it under the driveway and stop dropping it out the window onto the road? It's almost like they just reach over and drop it straight down out of the window.
Well, no offense, but his arm strength probably isn't the same because he's probably not delivering a whole lot of papers.
My boys.
But the papers aren't that big and heavy anymore. Give it a flip and get it in my driveway.
I guess.
My question is, is there any money to be made anymore delivering papers if somebody's got to pay? And I mean the big paper routes. I mean the people where you sell your paper route to somebody and you deliver.
I don't know. Not.
How can you possibly make any money?
It can't be like it used to be because when I was a teenager, I worked a couple times for somebody who had one of those metal boxes on the corner. You remember that? Where it would just be a metal box. And like on the weekends, you would stack your, you know, you would bring the, somebody would deliver the pallet of Sunday papers.
And you go to the box and get your papers?
And then, no, that would be your kind of counter for the day at the corner. And cars would drive up and say, hey, I want a paper. And you run out to, you know.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
So you're talking about one location standing selling papers.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about these people.
But I can't imagine.
You actually have to sell your route to somebody, and they used to go for $50,000-$100,000.
My boys used to do that. They did it probably 15 to 16 years ago. They would get up and go work in the early morning or work all night, and they would work at a it was like those you store it places.
Right.
These people rent out those places, and then they stuff the papers with all the ads and everything, and they roll them, and they get them all ready.
So they were the paper rollers.
And they, but then they got in the truck, and they went and delivered them, and they threw them, and then they put them in the route was throwing them in residential areas and filling the paper machines.
Okay, there's only so
but
many hours.
I don't know how
only
much
so many hours you have to do that before the next paper comes out.
Yeah,
I'm just maybe if we have time later tomorrow, I'll try to bring this up again. Somebody who delivers papers, are you making a decent living doing that? I don't know how you could, because it was a paper cost, one paper.
I don't even know.
And by the way, not the vending machine, not the paper price, but the price when the subscriber, it's less. So let's say it's 50 cents a paper.
I probably haven't bought a paper in 20 years.
So what do you get out of that? A dime, maybe, if you're the carrier?
Now, I don't know.
How many papers can you go throw? I don't know. I'd just be curious to know. And is a route worth what it used to be? I'm guessing no, because a newspaper itself is just not as in demand.
I'm sure it's not, because I know people that have been offered, like they'll come and they'll say, okay, if you get the daily paper, we'll throw in the weekend paper for free. Or if you get the weekend paper, we'll throw in the daily paper.
They're hurting for subscribers. Yeah. They really are. All right, we have a situation here. This past weekend, Dan Strauss and his band, the Dr. John's Medicine.
Southside Johnny Band?
Southside Johnny Band, were part of a big deal for the USO. And they had a goal. They had a goal of $15,000. They didn't make it. What do you think he did? 13?
Probably. Yeah, between 12 and 13,000.
Okay, we need to know how much. 12? Let's go low.
Okay, 12.
12. We'll say 12. We need $3,000. What I think would be great, and think about it, there were 13 bands, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if we could help? And this never is about credit for somebody. It's USO. All the money goes to USO. It really is about them. But if somehow we could make Dan's band sort of the heroes of this whole thing by coming up with this $3,000 that we need so that they can say they reached their goal. So what we're doing is we'll get back to you with a website you'll be able to go to and make a donation. What I think would be fantastic is if three people listening right now would each write a check for $1,000. Boom, done. Over with. $1,000. If you're able to do that, you call here, not today, tomorrow. You could call now. Dan will take your call. 3-1. Did we say something wrong? All the phones are lighting.
I think it's about the paper.
Oh, probably talking about the paper.
No, we can't do that now. This is the Playhouse. But we can do it tomorrow. You folks call me tomorrow. I want to know more about the paper. But if you can make a check out for $1,000 to the USO, boy, it'd be great if three of you would call. And we just done. And as Barney Fife used to say, nip it in the bud. How do you say it, Dan?
Nip it in the bud. I've kind of lost my Barney.
Barney, yeah, you have. Yeah. You know what? Your voice is changing because you hit puberty.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah, you hit it late.
Yeah.
But your voice is changing.
I did.
So I'd love to see that $3,000 made up. Now, there was, oh boy, this, I saw this today. You may or may not want to go look this up. You can Google it, it'll come right up. But I can see where a lot of people wouldn't want to see this. There is an artist in Portland. Her name is Sarah Levy. She is a Lincoln High School graduate. She has done a painting called Bloody Trump. It's a portrait. It's a portrait of Donald Trump. I've seen it, and it's pretty good, but she painted it using a tampon and a paintbrush, and she painted it with her menstrual blood.
Oh.
She doesn't like Donald Trump, yeah, obviously. And she says she's auctioning off the painting to give the money to an organization that helps Mexican immigrants in the United States because she says Donald would hate that. Now you can buy a poster of it for $20, but the original, they're auctioning off, and we'll see how that goes. And again, it's pretty good. I saw it. She's not a bad artist, but it's in her menstrual blood.
Would that have a smell to it?
Oh my goodness!
Oh,
what in the?
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, if that's the original.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Way to go, Dan. They took us off the air.
Wow.
They took us off the air.
Wow.
Way to go.
That hasn't happened in a while.
That has not happened. We've had such a clean record.
Ugh.
I can't believe this.
I don't know what
happened.
Here's
an email I just got from Mike Dorsey yesterday.
Oh, man.
Frank, it has just come to my attention that we've not had to pull the plug on your show in probably well over a year.
Oh.
Congratulations on somehow getting the message to the two knuckleheads that work with you.
He said that?
Yes, right here, that some things are unacceptable. I can remember a time when regularly we were having to take you guys off the air.
Oh, man.
That doesn't seem to be happening anymore. Congrats, Mike Dorsey. And then this. Way to go, Dan.
Man.
And to answer your question.
Yeah. Reset the sign to 0 days since the last workplace accident. Yeah.
And to answer your question, would it have a smell? I don't know the answer.
What would that even matter?
No.
Well, I wouldn't want to buy it and put it in my house or something.
I don't think she's selling it, is she?
Yeah, they're auctioning it.
Oh, that's what the...
That's money to help the immigrants. I think, paint things dry.
Yeah, I'm sure the smell goes away when it's dry. Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of a sad day for me. The R&B singer Ginuwine says he's coming to the end of his recording career.
No.
What?
Oh, man. Yeah. Ginuwine, are you familiar with him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a couple of his albums. How old is he?
Well, let me see.
Like 80 or something?
No. Ginuwine, he's not that old. Here's what's interesting. They talk about this guy's career, and he's been recording for, 20 years, it says, nonstop. His hits include So Anxious, Stingy, In Those Jeans, Differences, and Hell Yeah. And what I find interesting, the guy's been around for 20 years. I've never heard of this guy. I've never heard of him.
I don't think it would have come up in your
Yeah, but even
playlist.
People I don't listen to, if they're that big, and they've been around, I've heard of them. I don't listen to Eminem, but I know who he is. Ginuwine. So I think the least we could do is let's listen to a little. It's one of his big hits. Hell yeah. Let's listen to that and see why we're going to miss his recording.
His honor, especially.
Uh-oh. After all these years. What the heck was that?
Oh.
After all it's these
genuine.
Years. I'm going to miss this kind of music.
Have you ever seen a chick in the club? Will I drink in the club? Booty shaking like hell yeah. Have you seen those big diamonds growing up?
That's enough. That's a little bit of Hell Yeah with Genuine. And, folks, sadly, there'll be no more of that kind of recording. I'll tell you what, they just keep taking and taking away all the good music.
Yep.
Good news from Kohl's. Kohl's says for the holiday season, they will be hiring about 69,000 extra people.
Wow.
Shut up. Shut up with the 69 thing. Now, Kohl's has, how many stores do you think Kohl's has?
Nationwide, oh. Yeah. 1,200.
Oh, my goodness, 1,166.
Whoa. Are
you,
wow.
Did you look it up?
I did not.
Way to go. So that means they're going to hire an average of 50 people per store. Now, we got several stores around.
Yeah, we do.
That's a lot of people to add to one store.
Hey, folks, you need to pick up some cash for the holidays. Go see the folks at Kohl's and fill out an application. See if you can get a little Christmas work there. They, yeah, stock went up 0.6% this last day or so. And I guess on that news, which means they're doing pretty well. I think I was in a Kohl's store one time, but it's not a store I would go into. It's a place where shoppers would go. I'm not a shopper.
Oh, they have guys' clothing.
No, I think it's a great store.
You're a shopper.
Well, Dan, you would know.
I just bought my shoes there. Recently.
That's a great story.
Thanks.
I don't know that I get this. Elton John said yesterday that Vladimir Putin called him after Elton said he requested a meeting to discuss the LGBT equality in Russia. What?
What?
What? But a spokesperson for Putin says Putin never called him. It never happened. Maybe he's got the Brian Williams affliction, Elton John.
Either that or somebody called him and said, "Hello, I'm Vladimir Putin."
And?
Well, I just...
I wanted to hear some more Vladimir
Putin. First of all, let's say even if he did request and the guy called him back, why would his focus be on the LGBT community in Russia? Shouldn't we pay more attention to our own country and our own people? He said he'd be happy to talk to him, but he said he never called him. I don't know. Maybe Elton John's starting to make up things. I get this eBay store. I'll hang on to it. There's a lot of people making a lot of money on eBay. I need to get into that because you got stuff sitting around and you go, I don't need that anymore. I'll give you one quick example. Here's a guy who's got a record collection. His username on eBay is Albert Jukebox. He has a collection of 13,000 high-quality records in perfect shape. He wants $278,000 for
it. Oh, my goodness.
Well, he might get it. Trying to find one of the very best examples in here. Oh, here's somebody that had a cornflake shaped like the state of Illinois. So they go on eBay and got $1,350 for it.
For a cornflake?
Cornflake. Now, here's an unlikely eBay sale, a 405-foot yacht. I'm going to tell you something. That is a huge yacht. They sold it on eBay for $170 million.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't ever imagine that.
I didn't think eBay was as big. I know it was huge, 10 years ago, but I didn't think it was that.
Apparently, it's still big. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
We told a joke yesterday that I said I'd known since high school, and so I thought of another one of those jokes that I remember telling and laughing at as a teenager, older teens, once I knew the facts of life. That's how old the joke is. It's still a great joke. It's the story, and it's been adapted and changed and revised today to include two FM DJs.
Oh.
Two FM DJs out of work, of course, and... They're walking along, and it's a Saturday, and they're bored. They don't have a job. They don't have anything to do. And the one guy says to the other, he goes, well, what are we going to do, man? It's a nice Saturday. What are we going to do? His boy says, you got any money? He goes, let me see. And he reaches in his pants. He says, I got like $1.60. His friend says, give it to me. I'll put it with what I got, and I'll be right back. He goes around the corner down the street into a drugstore. He comes back out. And he's got paper bag. He says, we are going to have so much fun. He says, why? What do you got? He says, take a look at this. And he opens the bag and pulls out a box of tampons. And his friend, the other FM DJ, says, what the heck are we going to do with those? He says, what are we going to do with them? We're going to do all kinds of stuff. It says right here that with these, we can go swimming, we can play tennis, we can ride bikes.
Meet me. All right, let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on the way out? Stop by Advance and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. We've got a report of a crash now on the Museal Veterans Bridge near on eastbound 70 near Packers Boulevard. Boy, we've got heavy traffic everywhere now. We've got stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 270 from Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. Westbound 70 is heavy near Jennings Station, Lucas and Hunt. We're also slow 170 through Lindbergh, and then again from the Earth City Expressway out through Highway 94. Westbound 364 from about the Maryland Heights Expressway up through Highway 94. It's really dragging along there. Southbound 270 looks like a parking lot from south of Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, you're heavy now from Big Bend out through Highway 270 and the Merrimack River Bridge. Southbound 141. We're slow from Helfrich down to Highway 44, and then we're looking at westbound 44, or westbound 40, and things are slowing from Kings Highway through McCausland. We've got a long stretch from Clayton Warson out through Maryville Center. And this report is also brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Live. And local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite cap with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living Inc. located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Stock trading involves risk. Visit Zacks.com/performance for more information.
Would you like your investments to make more than 20% a year? Well, since 1988, through good times and bad, our Zacks number one ranked strong buy stocks have generated an average annual return of 26% a year. That's nearly three times the S&P 500. And now, in our new book, we're revealing how we pick the stocks that consistently beat the market. And if you're one of the first 250 callers, we'll send you a copy of this book for free. Elite investors pay millions of dollars per year to access our stock picks. Our book will show you how we pick our stocks for free. Don't settle for average market returns when you can make Zacks returns. Call now for your free book and discover our proven way to consistently beat the market. Find out how to get your free book at 1-800-600-1932. That's 1-800-600-1932. 1-800-600-1932.
There's a highly addictive substance out there that may already be threatening your health. It increases your risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity. It's in a shocking amount of the food we eat, and research indicates that it can be just as addictive as cocaine. What is it? It's sugar. And those cravings you have are dangerous symptoms of just how addictive sugar really can be. But finally, there's a new discovery that's scientifically formulated to actually combat sugar cravings. It's called Nubiotics, and right now they're giving away free trials to everyone who calls the following number, 1-800-500-0416. But hurry, supplies are limited. Don't let your sugar cravings put your health at risk. With Nubiotics, you can break free from sugar cravings, the healthy and natural way. But hurry while they're still giving it away for free. Call now for details, 1-800-500-0416. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-500-0416. 1-800-500-0416.
What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. And they guarantee the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. And computer repair is only the start. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need that you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. And if you own a small business, then call Computer Clinic. From network setup to data recovery to phone system repair, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone else in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending. Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 8000. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 8000. That's readyforfresh.com, code 8000.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Don't know what to do about that old car sitting in your garage or your driveway? Repairs are costly, and why pay taxes on it? Here's a thought. Donate it to my friends at Goodwill. You'll get a tax deduction, and they'll even tow it. Goodwill turns the money from the sale of your car into jobs for people with disabilities. And even better, the money stays right here. It's a win-win for everyone. Goodwill makes donating your car easy. Check it out at mersgoodwill.org.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health. If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas Superfood. Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing. So your body gets all the benefits of fresh, ripe, nutrient-rich produce. And that's all. No pesticides, no animal products, no fillers, sweeteners, or artificial anything. Visit us at TexasSuperfood52.com today. Available only at TexasSuperfood52.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
Leave him alone.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home and start.
Hey kids, it's Mike Evans' time. Isn't that exciting? Of course it is. See what he's got for us today. I'm guessing there'll be a pop quiz and some intoxication involved. Let's find out. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. We're on a dinner tomorrow night with a couple of friends. They suggested, and it's their call, another restaurant. You don't want to hurt people's feelings.
No.
Okay, we'll be there. And the whole time I'll be thinking, man, I wish it was an Annie Gunn's. If you're listening, please don't get your feelings hurt. Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, by the way, are next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything, and they sell lots and lots and lots of gift cards. Think about that. You're at the end of your rope. You don't know, what do I get so-and-so? Hey, you cannot go wrong with a gift card from either one. Folks, here is Mike Evans.
Hey, and I also found out, too, that Sammy Hagar wrote some sort of a book, and he mentioned Annie Guns. Every time he comes to St. Louis, Annie Guns is the only place he goes to eat.
He and 1,000 other people.
Yeah, I know.
And before Mr. Evans says a word, I have to thank. We went on a while ago and said that Dan, the thing he was involved in this last weekend for the USO, they were 3,000 short in the goal. They had a goal set, and they were short. And I said, look, if we just had three people that had $1,000, that'd be the easy way to wrap this up. Folks, we already got our first 1,000 from Jim, and I don't want to mention people's last names. Jim, thank you. $1,000 for the USO. We're third of the way there. Thank you, Jim. And now it's your turn. Mr. Evans, how are you?
I'm doing great, and that's great for Jim.
Yeah, good for Jim. And you know, the fact is, out of all the listeners, there are lots of them that have $1,000. They won't even miss it. I realize lots of people don't. But there are people who do, and it's not going to change your life, but, buddy, does it help the USO.
There you go.
All right, what's going on today?
Clockwise question. During an off-the-record interview, New York Post reporter asked a television hostess what she really thought of Justin Bieber. And the hostess, who had done interviews with Bieber before, they went fine, dropped 9 hateful F-bombs on the Beeb.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Who would have done such a thing?
I don't know, Mike. They're not professionals like we are.
That's right, Franco. Sharon Osbourne. What? Wendy Williams.
Sharon Osbourne.
Sarah Gilbert. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, no.
Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. Tom Hardy says that he only has one true love in life, and that's legend. His 9-year-old golden retriever.
That's beautiful.
There's been a lot of talk about Tom Hardy being gay. I don't know if that's true or not.
Who's Tom Hardy?
Huh?
Who is Tom Hardy?
What do you mean?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Are you kidding?
No, Tom Hardy. We don't know who that is.
Well, he's been in a lot of movies. I'm trying to think which is the ones you would know the most. Inception. He was in Inception.
No,
you know that movie?
No.
Yeah, that was Leonardo DiCaprio. I didn't see it, but I know he
was
in it.
We'll look him up later. We'll Google him.
He was in. I'm trying to think of the Dark Knight Rises. Okay. You know the Dark Knight movies?
Yeah.
Who did he play in that?
He played Bane. Funny, I can remember that.
Oh, okay.
That.
You don't really know what he looked like in that movie, though.
We'll look him up.
He's a pretty big star.
We're ruining your report by not knowing who he is. He must be very big. None of us ever heard of him. He's got to be huge.
He's in the Mad Max movies.
Never saw one.
Ever heard of the Mad Max movies?
No.
You never heard of the Mad Max movies?
This is not going well. No.
Oh, I know the Mad Max movies, but I never saw them.
Or if you saw the Mad Max movies, Tom Hardy has billing over Charlize Theron and Nicholas Holt.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you know what? I know who he is. The guy's got the restaurant chain hamburgers, Tom's.
Oh, yeah.
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 Now you have ruined the report.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Kutcher always show a lot of public affection. In fact, even at restaurants, they show affection. Instead of going out to eat, friends say they ought to just go out and get a room. They're all over each other so much.
Good for him.
Movie news, it's official. The Evel Knievel biopic has been green-lighted. Opening today, Pawn Sacrifice, with Tobey Maguire, who plays Bobby Fischer, one of the all-time great chess champions. Well done, true to the facts, better than expected. A lot of cameos in this movie, 3 stars. Last week I told you Black Mass was 3 stars. It opened in limited engagement. Black Mass with Johnny Depp, who will get an Oscar nomination. That's my prediction. That movie now opens on Friday everywhere, so you got to go see that movie. It's the story of Whitey Bulger, the murdering criminal from Boston that was arrested in Santa Monica when he was 75 years old.
I like gangster stuff.
You'll like this. Yeah. Odds and Ends, the A&E television special with a dozen of Bill Cosby's rape accusers, will go into great detail each story telling how Bill Cosby attacked them. I think when everybody sees this, it airs tomorrow, everybody will finally have all their doubts erased. Bill Cosby's a rapist.
Hey, where's this going to be now?
A&E TV tomorrow.
Ooh, what's the title?
I think it's The Accusers.
Oh, man.
I think it's The Accusers.
I'll watch that.
You heard it here first, and now it's on all the news outlets. Bill Cosby failed the lie detector test. We had that first. Judge Judy celebrated 20 years in syndication this week. 10 million viewers a day.
Oh.
That means she'd be in the top 10 any night of the week in Nielsen ratings.
Man.
Next big sex symbol movie star, Arnold's son, Patrick Schwarzenegger. That is Maria Shriver's kid, not the maid's kid. Sylvester Stallone's daughter, Sistine, and Sophia, 18, are both darling and have started modeling careers. You'll be hearing a lot more about Sistine and Sophia. By the way, Sistine's middle name is Chapel and Candles. Three.
Sly Stallone's not happy about this modeling thing. I talked to him about it.
Here it comes.
I said, you're not too happy about your daughter modeling, are you? Here's what he said.
Yeah, no, you know, he's walking around in skimpy outfits, you know, and stuff like that. I don't want to see my daughter.
Sylvester Stallone, in his own words.
What about Sistine Chapel in her middle name?
I think that's just a great, common, all-American name.
Oh, I think he wanted Sly to... talk about it.
Oh, he wanted to hear what Sly's take on it?
Yeah, I like the painting on the roof. You know, that's why I named it. You know.
Or the ceiling.
Sly's ceiling.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
You can't hear this anywhere else. No. I freaking guarantee it.
We apologize, but 30 seconds, Mr. Adams.
Oh, come on. New York Post headline above the story of China's failing economy and the reason the stock market has gone down in the United States. New York Post headline reads, "More Broken China."
Oh, that's so good. I like that.
Bob Newhart's first show debut day on this date, 1972. I think Bob Newhart's great. And New York Post reporter, who dropped all the F-bombs on Justin Bieber, Sharon Osbourne, Wendy Williams, Sarah Gilbert, or Whoopi Goldberg?
I'll say Whoopi.
Sharon Osbourne.
Well, there are two of them that I know have filthy mouths, Osbourne and Whoopi, so I'll go Sharon.
Answer is Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah!
I got it, Sam!
All right, we got it. Mike Evans. Courtesy of Anna Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Next door neighbors, next door to each other. East end of everything, Chesterfield Valley. For 42 years, as you know, I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care. 1973, went in for the first time and was very impressed. It was a little place. It was a house, a little home that had been zoned commercial right there on Ballast Road. And then as business got better and word spread and people told other people, this is the greatest dental clinic you'll ever go to, they needed more space. So they went right down the street, still on Ballast, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And people are still telling people, you have to come to my dentist. Go where I go to the dentist. And people tell that to friends. Every time friends say something about, oh, my goodness, I have a dental appointment. I dread it so much. There you go. That's all we need to hear to say to you. Put an end to that. Never be afraid again. Never dread a dental appointment again. And you won't. Ballast Dental Care. I know what I'm talking about. 42 years in the chair, I think gives me enough street cred for Ballast Dental Care. And those streets, again, are Ballast and Clayton Roads. The website. And please make an appointment. Make your first appointment. Become a patient. You will be so glad you did this. BallastDentalCare.com.
Time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got a crash that was blocking the left lane on westbound 364 at Jungerman. You've got an accident reported on the ramp from eastbound 255 onto Lime Ferry. Another crash reported southbound on Florissant Road south of Highway 70. EMS is en route there. We have the police cleared an accident that was on westbound 44 at Highway 270. Now, looking at westbound 44, you have stop-and-go traffic from Lindbergh down through 270. You have slow traffic on southbound 270. Some pockets between Page down through Doherty Ferry. You're heavy again from Graboid to Highway 55. Eastbound 40 downtown is still heavy. Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170 slowing Delmar through Highway 40. And it looks like eastbound 270 is heavy right at McDonald through Highway 170. And This traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local, the Big 550 KTRS. Now more than ever, depend on it.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
Earn free slot play faster. Get to Argosy Casino Alton for the free slot play accelerator every day in September. The more you play, the more you earn.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m. KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Not only did unions win out today, but all working people of this state won.
Missouri lawmakers failed to override a veto of Missouri right-to-work legislation, what it means and what advocates on both sides are saying about the fight over the issue.
A Truman State student from St. Louis mysteriously died in his dorm room this week. How he's being remembered at his high school today.
A St. Louis family is calling on the entire country to rally behind a five-year-old.
And first on Fox, the St. Charles County Police